Klingon word from the word.
Joka chai, wij jakpu, raj increased. Lao och chach iv hu dong dak jich. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are those who rise up against me. The Klingons have an enigmatic saying, Dal pag jach. No enemy is boring. It isn't clear, I think deliberately, whether they mean the lack of an enemy is dull or that all enemies are of interest. I'd bet that most Klingons would heartily agree with both sentiments. David might also agree. Certainly this psalm reflects a time when David was far from bored, when he was pursued by many enemies, led by his own son. The Bible is an incredible book. I know for some that means not credible. They doubt the truth of what scriptures present. Yet in this psalm, we find evidence of how breathtakingly honest a book it is. Consider what we learn from the Bible. Unlike most of us, it does not flinch from telling the whole story. We know that David murdered a man to steal his wife after committing adultery with her. That Abraham practically gave his own wife away due to his cowardice. That Peter denied he even knew Jesus. And that the disciples cut and ran when Jesus was taken off to be crucified. This is not a book that covers up the truth. The enemies David fears in this psalm don't come from afar. These words reflect the time that David's son Absalom was in rebellion and that David was on the run. He was surrounded by enemies, thousands if we take the words here literally. David was in desperate straits. At the end of his rope, David turns from the many enemies, those who trouble him. The word here is related to the word for enemies in Psalm 23's, in the presence of my enemies. And David turns to the one who can turn things around for him, the Lord. How often do you find yourselves immersed in trouble? Whether or not it is so dramatic, you may know what it is to be feeling like David, as if you are surrounded at all sides by people and things that, once close, who have now turned against you. It certainly isn't foolish to be worried. But David knew, and if we listen to him, we do too, that he can call for help from the Lord, not because we deserve it, but because God has made promise after promise to those who will turn to him. As we read in Isaiah, "Behold, all those who are incensed against you will be disappointed and confounded. Those who strive with you will be like nothing and shall perish. You will seek them and you won't find them. Even those who contend with you, those who war against you will be as nothing, as a non-existent thing. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, don't be afraid. I will help you." I agree with the Klingons. Dal pag jach. No enemy is boring. But better is knowing that nip par juk a laitachraj. No promise of God is false. This has been Joel Anderson with a Klingon word from the word. For more about the Klingon language version, please visit klv.mrklingon.org. For links to past shows, as well as other podcasts of interest, please visit klingonword.org. If you've got any questions or comments, send them to me, joel@klingonword.org. If you enjoyed this show, tell a friend, and please vote for the show on podcastalley.com. You'll find links on the show notes page. For more podcasts of interest, please visit godcast.org. and the new StarQuest podcast network at sqpn.com. For daily scripture podcast, check out The Whole Truth and Verbum Domini. You'll find links at klingonword.org. The KLV is a relaxification of the World English Bible, which is spiritual freeware. Please visit ebible.org to find out how you can download free text and audio versions of the World English Bible. Thanks for listening.